Chapter 9. Please allow me to introduce myself.
Keep a tight hold on that beagle kind, sir,
said Worry as they marched deeper into the woods.
One never knows what a dog might do.
Whether it was the slowly failing daylight or the growing thickness of the forest, the lawyer did not know, but it was definitely getting darker.
Tie the dog,
said Worry quietly.
And we will stop here for a while.
When the beagle was tightly secured, Worry spoke once more.
This is as far as I can take you,
he smiled through thin lips.
But my partner is here to take you further.
And as he extended his laced cuffed wrist, a hungry, unshaven man in ripped trousers and a grimy jacket emerged from deeper in the shadows.
Allow me to introduce you to Fear,
said Worry.
He will take things from here.
And with another low bow, Worry showed his teeth and said,
glad to have been of service to you,
and drifted backwards into the trees.
What have you got in the briefcase, mate?
Asked Fear without the hint of a smile.
Nothing that would interest you,
replied the lawyer, tightening his grip.
Don't be too sure about that, mate,
said Fear with a frown as he extended a bony arm toward the lawyer.
It don't take much to interest me. Yes, let's see what you got.
The beagle exploded into a cacophony of barking and leaping at the end of her leash.
I'll do nothing of the sort,
said the lawyer, clutching the briefcase to his chest. And then the darkness was complete. Bowing in mock elegance before the unconscious body of the lawyer, Fear sneered in cunning derision and said,
let me introduce you to Panic, my brother.
Then with an ugly, bad teeth smile, Fear looked upward into the nervous face of his heavier, twitching twin and said,
another job well done.
Grab the case and let's get out of here,
replied Panic, thumping a stick into his open palm, rat-a-tat-tat.
The dog is making my head hurt.
Fear laughed and whacked his brother on the back.
But not as much as heads'll be hurting in the morning.
Tossing the lawyer's briefcase up into the air as they moved away, Fear and Panic were thirstily absorbed into the soft edges of darkness.